You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
February the 6th, 2020, Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer says, if Trump commits high crimes in 3 months, they should impeach him again. They're not done. They're not done. They're going to do whatever they need to do between now and November and then into the next 4 years. And Senator Mitt Romney, the only Republican to vote to convict President Trump, being praised by some, criticized by others. A little bit later in this hour, we'll be talking about what Romney's done and how and why and how can he possibly explain it. Bernie Sanders raising $25 million in the month of January. We can make fun of Bernie, but he continues to bring in the money. Oh, this word just breaking. Here it comes. Let me see. Let me pull it up. First of all, I've got one here in front of me that says, Buttigieg narrowly holding the lead in the Iowa caucus with 97% of the precincts reporting. With that in mind, hang on, it was here, and here it is again. Now breaking news, Buttigieg narrowly holding the lead in the Iowa caucus, 97% of the precincts reporting, but they may want to say, to hell with all of it. The DNC chairman, this one just breaking, DNC chairman Perez calling for a re-canvass of the Iowa caucuses. Saying enough is enough. They have so screwed this thing up because what? Biden did do like they wanted to. Buttigieg holding the lead. Bernie Sanders second. Biden is way, 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 way down there. And now they're going to re-canvass. You think the DNC is not trying to junk Bernie again like they did with Hillary? Bernie, you better be crying out and saying, hey, this is wrong. Oh, by the way, Biden now saying that, hey, yeah, we thought we'd do better in Iowa. Well, of course, with this canvas, you might. Hey, there's a new campaign ad from billionaire, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And, of course, he's pushing gun control and gun violence. And you know what they did in one of these new ads? They are trying to tie President Trump, in fact, not just tie, but blame him for the shooting that occurred at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Bernie Madoff serving 150 years for the largest Ponzi scheme in history. He's 81 years old, has terminal kidney failure, life expectancy of less than 18 months, and says, I'm dying, I'd like to be out of prison. You know what? I think they ought to get all the folks that he cheated and basically killed their lives as they had it. And let them decide, do you get out of prison or you die right where we sent you. U.S. trade deficit in goods with China falling by nearly 18% last year. 18%. Great news. Also out of China. The Chinese whistleblower doctor who warned the public of this coronavirus back in December 2019. He has now died of the virus that he tried to let everyone else know is rampant and very dangerous. And we also report that a Chinese newborn, now the youngest known to be infected with coronavirus, diagnosed just 30 hours after the child was born. You want to talk about how countries are changing through either forced migration, refugee schemes, and so forth, and in some cases, legal immigration. Sweden. New figures coming out of Sweden, reveal the most popular name for newborn boys in 2019 was Elias. The second most popular name for newborn boys, Mohammed, including all the various spellings of the name. In other words, The landscape of Sweden is changing, which means maybe good, unless they're trying to bring in their culture and change Sweden entirely, which many will probably be trying to do. Dateline Miami, a 48-year-old, 48 years old, a top aide to the Miami mayor, resigning. He's charged with sending sexually explicit pictures to a minor. Apparently sending a picture of his penis to a minor. This is a grown man. What makes you think that someone wanted to see? And why would you take? And the Anthony Weiner, are you that stupid? Yep, I guess they are. I guess they are. Stupid.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers that opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I believe that the act he took, an effort to corrupt an election, is as destructive an attack on the oath of office and on our Constitution as I can imagine. It is a high crime and misdemeanor within the meaning of the Constitution, and that is not a decision I take lightly.
The words of Senator Mitt Romney explaining why he voted to find President Trump guilty of abuse of powers and obstruction of Congress. And with his decision to join that side of the aisle, Democrats can proclaim, rightly so, we had bipartisan support to impeach and convict President Trump. But bipartisan support includes all of the Democrats, the independents, and one Republican, Romney. So factually, they're correct. Factually, they're correct. Howsomever, they were still way short of the two-thirds needed to actually remove the president. But Mitt Romney making that decision. Now, Mitt Romney, if you recall, had his battles with Trump in the past, and then when Romney was no longer going to be a candidate, huddled with him in a meeting and at a luncheon or dinner, whatever it was, and basically we could almost see him pleading, give me something, let me be Secretary of State, something, and that didn't happen. Then Romney decided to run for senator in Utah, and he got President Trump to endorse him. President Trump stepped forward and endorsed the man. That's how Romney got elected. And now look what he's done. He's getting praise in Utah for what he did. He's also being criticized. The Utah Republican Party chairman said the party strongly disagrees with the vote cast by Senator Romney, and we firmly stand behind our president. The Utah House Majority Leader said, I'm frustrated with Romney. And then a guy this identified as a 71-year-old electrical contractor in southern Utah said, I'm furious right now. I'd say he doesn't stand a chance 4 years from now, but who knows? And he also said, I think Romney voted to convict Trump because he's never liked him. Never liked him. But Romney's getting praise from folks like, let me see here. Oh, look at this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She was speaking about it earlier today and said, yesterday the Senate acted, the first time in history, that a senator is voted against his own president in a decision regarding impeachment. God bless him for his courage. The words of Nancy Pelosi. Since you brought the word God in, earlier today was the National Prayer Breakfast, and President Trump appeared. And in some of his opening remarks, he made reference to those who he thinks abuse prayer. Of course, that would be between the one making the prayer and God, but the president was phrasing it that way. And also what he would say would be false prayers. And again, this between you and God, if it's false or not. I wouldn't know. God does. But here are the words of President Trump regarding Romney's decision and also Nancy Pelosi's statement previously that I'm a Christian, I pray for the president.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
The words of President Trump earlier at the prayer breakfast. In the last 30 minutes or so, he's been delivering some remarks, and I'm going to get into some of those in a few minutes, because he is calling it out. He is ready to go to war. If they want to bring this impeachment thing back to his front door, he's going to turn all the dogs loose on them. We'll get to that in a moment. But Romney, in making that decision, he says, I acknowledge it could be politically damaging to me, you think? But, of course, he could also move to Democrats. Maybe he'd get more support. And he's getting a lot of support from celebrities. Like Nancy Pelosi, they're saying that he's got political courage. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill. Thank you, Mitt Romney, for putting country over party and voting your conscience. Is there any doubt the outcome would have been much different if it had been a secret ballot? Mia Farrell. Mitt Romney shows us all is not lost. My own view is there's not much I can think of that'd be a more egregious assault on our Constitution than trying to corrupt an election to maintain power. And that's what the president did. No, it's not, Mia. It is not what he did, because that was their allegation and it wasn't proven. And they didn't actually make that charge as part of the indictment. Josh Gad, what's he in? Oh, Frozen. Thank you, Senator Romney, for your political courage and honoring your oath to the Constitution. Bette Midler. Oh, good old Bette. I like Bette. I like her performances. I like her entertainment, but I'm about headed with her political speak out all the time. She's entitled to it. And she said, Romney made a great speech, logical, well-reasoned, emotional, and true. It honestly looks as if Romney is the only person of courage in the entire party. That's the real outrage. I'm going to remind you, do you remember the Democrats, how they called Romney out, the name-calling they were doing? Didn't Romney put a dog on the top of his car to travel across country? And everybody was mocking him and saying, how dare you do that? And didn't they say that he had a fake account calling himself Delico or something. I remember what it was, writing praising remarks about himself through a fake Facebook account. They forget all of that, but now he's got courage. Romney's acknowledging, yeah, what I did, it has consequences I have to weigh.
The personal consequences, the political consequences that fall on me as a result of that are going to be extraordinary. But I swore an oath before God, and I'm a religious person, that I would apply impartial justice. And applying impartial justice said what the president did was grievously wrong. and I had to vote if I was going to live with my own conscience in a way that was consistent with that oath of office.
And with my faith. I want to hear President Trump again speaking about his belief and what he had to say earlier today about folks who push false prayers.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, "I pray for you," when they know that that's not so.
I'm just going to let that stew for a moment. Romney's remarks, I have no doubt he's a man of faith, Mormon faith. I mean, and he's, I know when he was first running, I know folks that had a chance to encounter him. In fact, a very, very close relative, and said, seems to be really, really a nice guy, but just not sure, just something is off a little bit. Well, anyway, we'll find out what happened. We'll find out what happens, of course, if he pays a price in Utah when he's up for re-election. And Donald Trump will still be president, of course, in 4 years. And then you also have Senator Doug Jones, Democrat of Alabama. He decided to cast, of course, a vote in favor of impeaching President Trump. And he's a Democrat. You could expect that. But he's also coming from the red state of Alabama, which Trump carried 60%+ of the vote in Alabama. And Senator Jones, again, wants you to know how courageous he is. And he says, I try to do what I think is right, and not everyone's going to go by what I want, but this is my decision.
At the end of the day, people in Alabama want somebody who they believe is sincere. They're not going to agree with everything I do. There's a lot of people in the state that are not going to agree with this. But I got to tell you, Lawrence, there's going to be a lot of people that did. There's a lot of people in the state of Alabama who are not happy with the way things are, and they're not happy with this particular president.
And, you know, that last statement, not happy with this particular president, that sums up a lot of what we're seeing from the left. It wasn't the impeachment articles. They just don't like Trump. They haven't liked him from the beginning. They don't think he should be there. They think he got in illegally. He got in through the, darn it, the Electoral College, which is part of the Constitution. How dare he? But he did. He got in that way. And Senator Jones knows that in Alabama, he might well pay a price. 60%+ voted for Trump. Now, I can appreciate Senator Doug Jones of Alabama because he's always been on that side and making clear that that's what he believes. Romney, I don't know. You could say, if you want to be really generous and big-hearted, he is courageous. Going against his own party, against his president, and putting his political future in peril? Or is he taking another road? Don't forget, there was a time before he became a Republican, Donald Trump was a Democrat. And all the Democrats loved him, and they flocked around him for his money, his prestige, and handshake, and anything else he could do for them. And then he went to the other side. And don't forget, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat before he became Republican. Maybe Mitt Romney's going to go the other side. Maybe he's trying to set that in motion. But he wants you to believe that based on his belief that the president was guilty of crimes which do not exist in the U.S. Constitution, that he should be removed from office. Senator Jones has the same belief, but of course you would expect that from the Democrat side. But the other thing, as we discussed in the previous hour, Romney and the rest of them that believe the president did something wrong are still looking for additional ammunition to use against him. We're going to get into that again before we wrap up this hour, because I heard somebody just yesterday say, well, boy, am I glad that's over. We can get back to doing things we need to be doing in our country. We should, but don't hold your breath, because they're out there looking for another way. As soon as the Mueller case fell apart, they start digging, what else can we do? And now this, for what, 5 months we've been on this impeachment charade, it's also blown up in their face. And we're so much closer to November for his reelection. And if Senator Chuck Schumer, minority leader in the Senate, but leading Democrats in the Senate, says, if he does something else impeachable, we'll go after him again. He didn't do anything impeachable the first time, so I don't expect them to look for facts, just for an opening of anything. And then don't forget the image we're going to be left with. When all this is done, there's one image that's going to stand out when you put all this in context with the impeachment. And then the president appearing at the State of the Union address. Let's talk about that right after this break. You want to look better, stronger, leaner? Visit my trainer, Jamie, and his team at Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. Check it out, redfitnesslounge.com, redfitnesslounge.com.
I guess I grew up on an older road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I was told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's, oh, number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and I'm...
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Before this hour is out, I'm going to tell you about a father that's facing fines and jail time because he took his son out of a school because the son was going to be exposed to LGBTQ community teachings. And he said, I don't want my son exposed to that. He took him out of school. He's being prosecuted for it. All right, that's coming up a little bit later. And also, we'll tell you more about what President Trump is saying right now in the midst of his statements today regarding the impeachment sham. And I mentioned earlier, before we went into the break, what image are we going to remind, what image will come forward that we will replay over and over in our minds, and we'll make a meme that we'll send around to friends and enemies from time to time. It's the kind of thing that it's going to disappear on the mainstream media. They will not show it again. I mean, it will be like it never happened. Or if they do, they will do it with thrill and say, see what she did, and make her a heroine. We're talking about the image of Nancy Pelosi, what she did the other night in the State of the Union address, after the president finished his speaking, and after he's praised numerous Americans in that speech, Rush Limbaugh among them, in his battle with cancer, a fourth grader who is now going to have a chance to go to a private school and get a better education, a Tuskegee Airman, the last living survivor of the Airman, all mentioned in that speech, and then what Nancy Pelosi did with the speech. Senator McConnell says that is going to be with us for a long time.
The speaker tearing up the president's speech. How childish and petty is that? What kind of example is that set for the American people about how we ought to conduct ourselves? I mean, have we forgotten how to be civil to each other? Particularly when we're in Congress, sitting together, not out on the campaign trail, not at rallies, But at least among ourselves, we ought to be able to disagree and not behave like a bunch of children.
Yeah, well, we're going to use that over and over again, aren't we? I mentioned also we had some breaking news as I began this hour that the Democrat National Committee Chairman, Tom Perez, wants to re-canvass the Iowa caucus. He said enough is enough in light of the problems that have emerged in the delegate selection plan. In order to assure public confidence in the results, I'm calling on the Iowa Democratic Party to immediately begin a re-canvass. 97% of the precinct supposedly reported. Buttigieg has a small lead over Sanders. Biden doesn't even appear anywhere in the running anymore. Is it because Biden's not in there and the DNC says we got to get Biden back to the top that they're going to re-canvass? They're suddenly going to decide this thing can't be right. It's going to hit the fan with a lot of those Democrats. You watch. We'll take a break when we come back. I'll share some of the remarks President Trump is making about those who came after him and his family and friends, and also how they're already gearing up to try to impeach him again. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
The IRS is clearly our most powerful government agency. If the IRS decides you've done something wrong, you're suddenly facing serious issues. I know that can be traumatic, and I found out trying to deal with the IRS on my own was a big mistake. So I called the Lance Drury Law Firm. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. That's because Lance Drury has decades of experience. He knows how to deal with the volumes of regulations and red tape. Lance Drury quickly laid out a plan for me that would satisfy the IRS and save me money. And don't go into the IRS lion's den without Lance Drury by your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times
is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All I can tell you is that we're going to look at Hunter Biden. We're not going to live in a world where you take a wrecking ball to the Trump family and you can't ask Hunter Biden, oh, by the way.
You're going to call him?
The Foreign Relations Committee will. I hope they should. Jim Risch, if you're listening, you need to ask John Kerry's chief of staff, what did you do about the email when you were told that there was a conflict of interest? I'm going to call everybody who signed the FISA warrant. I hope Richard Burr will tell us who the whistleblower is. And was the whistleblower working with political operatives on Schiff staff? I don't know. Let's look. I know this. If a Republican had done this, they'd be looking at us. I want to know who was the whistleblower. What was their motivation? Did they have a political bias? Were they working with people who wanted to take Trump down early on in his presidency? I'm going to call everybody who signed the FISA warrant. The Foreign Relations Committee has jurisdiction over the State Department. How did they ignore Hunter Biden's conflict of interest? And just think about it. When Joe Biden was talking to the Parliament of the Ukraine, you need to end sweetheart deals. Don't you think they were laughing at him?
That's Senator Lindsey Graham making it clear. You're not going to take a wrecking ball to this presidency again. And if you even begin to, we're going to come at you. We're going to turn the dogs loose. We might do it anyway. And I think we should. He said, we're going to get Hunter Biden in front of some of our committees. We're going to get everybody that had their signature at any point on a FISA warrant. We're going to bring everybody in here, put them under oath, and we're going to nail them to the floor and catch them in every lie they've told. Earlier this morning, President Trump at the prayer breakfast was talking about the corruption that he was dealing with throughout this last several months.
Our great country and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country.
Those are the words of President Trump earlier this morning at the prayer breakfast. Very reserved, restrained, talking about how much damage they've done to this country, to the presidency, to his family and friends, and you, my friend, because you voted for him. And as I said earlier, and this afternoon, the president took the gloves off, and I'll get to some of that in just a moment. But again, Senator Schumer, leader of the Democrats in the Senate, is saying if we find something impeachable, we'll do it again. And you might be thinking, what happened to double jeopardy? You can't do that, can you? Well, Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano, who serves as a senior judicial analyst on Fox News, said, yeah, they can impeach him again if they want. In other words, what he's saying, there is no double jeopardy protection for impeachment. Now, if you're charging someone with a crime, be it theft or robbery or murder or something like that, and they're found innocent, you cannot retry them again. Even if you say, I got new evidence, you cannot do it. If they're found innocent, you can't do it. Well, the president has been exonerated as he was holding up the papers this morning at the prayer breakfast, saying president acquitted. They can come back again because there is no double jeopardy protection for impeachment. And Napolitano said they could impeach him again if they want for the exact same offense with the exact same evidence and perhaps more evidence. He does admit the political fallout would be horrific, but if they choose to do so, there's nothing in it. He said, I don't know if there's an appetite for this anywhere in the country except in certain deep pockets which do not dominate in the House of Representatives. In other words, Soros and the rest of those who want to see Trump ousted. But Lindsey Graham said, if you have intentions of doing that, we're going to be back in your face and we're going to come on strong. And then later today, after the prayer breakfast, the president started addressing reporters and at a luncheon. And he also took time to thank, as he said, the incredible warriors who stood with him through, quote, the crooked impeachment. And he also talked about dirty cops and liars and leakers that failed and said it was all bull S. He also said, I should have sued the UK spy Steele, the Steele dossier. Here's some of what President Trump has been saying this afternoon.
We went through hell. Unfairly, did nothing wrong. I've done things wrong in my life, I will admit. Not purposely, but I've done things wrong. But this is what the end result is.
And again, in that address to mostly supporters, talking about his acquittal. CNN jumping in saying, oh, but he said a lie. He said a lie. Well, they're fact-checking something where he apparently said that Comey admitted to leaking information. We all know Comey's had done that, but the president said that Comey had done it in an exchange with Senator Chuck Grassley at a committee meeting. Well, apparently he did not admit being a leaker in that meeting. Here's the key. Comey denied being a leaker in that meeting. But since then, he's acknowledged he gave it to a friend of his who was a professor, trying to get some word out and so forth. We know he has. They were leaking. They were doing everything. They were falsifying the FISA warrants to the extent that the existing FBI director, after the IG report came out, Inspector General Michael Horowitz's review, and it went to the FISA court judge who said, blew her stack, said, this is wrong. I want to see
I want to see the FBI immediately explain how they're going to rectify this, and it doesn't happen again. And FBI Director Christopher Wray just yesterday, testifying that what was done with the FISA warrant against former Trump campaign aide Carter Page was, quote, unacceptable and cannot be repeated. Let me clarify that for you. When he says unacceptable, I would say illegal, but he didn't use those terms. And Christopher Wray, again testifying yesterday, said the failures highlighted in the Inspector General report are unacceptable, period, and they cannot be repeated. I've already ordered more than 40 corrective actions to our FISA policies and procedures. And then he said, I've gone above and beyond, outlining what should be changed, can be changed, to provide accountability, rigor, discipline. And he added, I don't think anyone has carte blanche to bypass rules, and I tend to make it painfully clear it's unacceptable at the FBI today. Today. That phrase, that final statement, today, also says it was acceptable yesterday with the FBI when you had Comey, McCabe, Agent Smurf Stroke and his lover, Lisa Page, and the rest of them, and their culture inside the FBI to get Donald Trump to deny him the presidency or take him down with a Russian collusion investigation. And the dossier, the Steele dossier, which was paid for by the DNC and Hillary campaign funding. They have hauled Trump up on impeachment charges that he was doing things to gain an advantage over a political opponent by using foreign sources. That is exactly what the DNC and Hillary did with the Steele dossier. They paid for it. They were trying to get information to use against Trump. And Adam Schiff, I want to come back to this. Adam Schiff, if you recall, when he's trying to make Trump look so bad and talk about how he's abused his office, abused his power, you remember Adam Schiff being hoaxed by a couple of guys calling him on the phone, acting like they were Russians, and saying that they basically had pictures of Trump nude with some prostitutes, and Adam Schiff was saying, yeah, you got pictures? I'd like to see those. In other words, he was wanting to get information from a foreign source, and that information could be used to affect and distort, maybe damage, if not wipe out, a U.S. election. Hillary had no problems in taking the Steele dossier, along with the DNC, to do what they could to use it against Trump after he won the election. They were trying to influence the election. That's already done. Schiff was willing to take nude pictures of Trump that would also undo this election. God, these guys are so corrupt. It's not over. And as long as Trump is president, now through November, and the next 4 years, hot, hot, it's going to continue. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you about a father facing jail time because he did not want his son to have to sit in school and listen to LGBTQ communities, translations, and transgender, and pushing, and we'll all explain. And please stand by for us.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is
Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Do you send your children or your grandchildren to school so they could be taught that it's okay to be gay? Now, I'm not trying to say anything against the gay community right now. I'm just asking the question. Do you send them to school for the curriculum to include that it's okay to be gay? And if it were being taught, do you want your child to stay in that class? And if you remove the kid from school for those classes or for school entirely because you think that's apparently going to be a prevalent theme and thread in every class, 2 plus 2 does not equal 4 anymore. It equals 5 transgenders. I don't know. How would they teach it? And if you pulled your student out, would that be your right and your prerogative? So what do you think about the police coming to your door and saying, you're under arrest, and you're going to be facing fines and potentially time in jail because you took your son out of the school system? But you're saying, I don't want my son taught that. I've got a legitimate case here in front of me. A father being prosecuted because he removed his son from the LGBT lessons, which he claimed risked the safety of his child. He said, it's also contrary to my faith. Oh, I know, I hear some of you, oh, there go the Christians again. Oh, here they go again. They're fighting against LGBT and homosexuals, all those Christians. Let me finish a story for you. It's a 9-year-old. He says, it's contrary to our faith that my 9-year-old has to attend LGBT classes with a book entitled Introducing Teddy, in which a boy teddy bear says he'd prefer being a girl and give it to him as a coursework and homework for the child. So I took him out. Well, police got called. Police went, started dealing with it. Prosecutors are now involved to prosecute the father for taking the child out. Because he didn't want his son exposed to that teaching. And other students and their parents, then they started protesting. And they said, it's against our religion what you're making these children do. It's brainwash. We bring our children here so they can later work as a teacher or something else, maybe a lawyer, not be taught about being gay or lesbian. They're here to learn things that they can use in life. This is not happening in the U.S. so far. This was happening in Birmingham, England. But don't let you think just because it's there, it won't be on your doorstep. And here we have parents insisting, it is against our religion. I do not want my child exposed to that. I would think the defense of religion would be acceptable everywhere in the world. Do you not agree? That if it's against your religion, you don't want your child exposed to it, your child should not have to be exposed to it. Be it a public school, private school, whatever, and you can take them out. And you should not be facing fines or prosecution if you chose to take them out. But this father, he's still arguing it's contrary to our faith, and I don't want my 9-year-old son exposed to that. If the court rules against him, he could face a fine of something like $2,000 plus and a prison sentence of 3 months. Going to criminalize a father for not submitting to making his son go to school and be taught it's okay to be gay. The headmaster has been promoting transgenders and homosexuality to all the young pupils, all of them. But this father says, as do others, it's against our religion. And in fact, 98% of the student body at this school are of the same religion. And they're saying it's contrary to our religion You shouldn't be forcing it to do that. Which brings us to a story I've told you numerous times. I've been waiting for it to happen. Because in this case, the religion is not Christian. It's not Jewish. It's Muslim. Muslims are saying we do not want our children to be taught homosexuality is okay. Muslims. I have raised this issue numerous times when I see various groups trying to make a case to go to a Christian baker saying, I want a cake baked for our gay wedding, and I'm not condemning their weddings. They can do what they want, whatever. I have gay friends who've done so. But to force a Christian baker to do it just because they know they can make a case out of it, and I've often said, try doing that with a Muslim baker and see what happens. Here's a perfect example. Their religion also says, I don't want it forced on me. It's as simple as that. Let your friends and neighbors know we're on the air. We will be back again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.